now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, American. Welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I'm perhaps the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 will give you a chance to talk to me in 140 characters or less via Twitter. We've got a big hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack on tap for you, and I'll set the table for all the doings on the other side. But as we do each and every day, and this Wednesday edition is no exception, at the top of each hour, we run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline with you via your devices. And it all starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. It's a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's also TuneIn Radio, again, another app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content, also from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and again, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we thank all those service people for their service to our country. On the other side, we'll tip off a big Wednesday edition of the attack. We'll set the table and then start knocking things down. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? Life-proof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including life-proof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, we tip off the Spano and Black Attack for a Wednesday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, we'll give you a chance to talk to me in 140 characters or less. But let's run things down for today. Obviously, NBA going to be the big focus on this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, with Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs now in the books. We're going to spend a lot of time recapping that game. I'll give you my takeaways, and we'll also look to game ahead to Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals as well. You know, I mean, it was an incredible effort by the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we'll dive into it and really tell you a little bit about what all this means as we move along in this first hour of the Spano and Black Attack. And after we get clear of the Western Conference Finals, we'll take a look ahead to Game 5. Tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals, a huge turning point game for a series where, after the Toronto Raptors look dead and buried, they win two straight, protect their home floor. Series is right on schedule. It's a seven-game series. Game 5 always pivotal in those seven-game series, especially when the home team has held serve through the first four games. So we'll preview that game, talk about how critical this Game 5 is and what win or loss will mean for each team moving forward. And then once we get clear of the NBA stuff, we'll tackle some other stories around the world of sports, have some fun along the way, have some other interesting offbeat stories as well that'll get you thinking and probably get you involved here on the Attack, either via Twitter at JoeSpano56 or on our phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. And then to take you home at 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time, X Games legend Bob Burnquist joins us, and we're going to talk X Games Austin and some really cool technology from Intel that's going to be highlighted at the X Games in Austin. So that'll be a whole lot of fun at 45 after hour number 2, again, 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. And we will again speak with Bob Burnquist. He's an X Games legend, and we'll talk to him about the upcoming X Games in Austin and that cool technology from Intel. But now, I think we need to dive right in, and we need to talk about Game 4 Western Conference Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder have the Golden State Warriors on the brink of elimination after their 118-94 drubbing of the Warriors. It gives them a commanding 3-1 lead in this best-of-seven Western Conference Finals and sends the Golden State Warriors back to the Oracle for Game 5 on Thursday night. As I said, on the brink of elimination. Surprising outcome. I had a feeling the Thunder would win this series, and I thought likely in six games. But just the way this series has unfolded has surprised me a little bit even. You know, when we previewed this series, I talked about the fact that I was not thrilled with the way Golden State had been playing throughout the playoffs. The injuries to Bogut and, more importantly, to Steph Curry have really impacted them on both ends of the floor. The offense certainly hasn't been clicking on all cylinders and hasn't been up to that gold standard quality that the Warriors were able to uphold and the standard that they were for the entire regular season. They haven't met that standard this postseason on the offensive end of the floor, and they've dealt with inconsistency and inefficiency and ineffectiveness. Defensively is where they've really had issues for big chunks of the postseason, letting teams score an awful lot of points. I know, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When we talk Golden State Warriors and we think Golden State Warriors, we always talk about their offense and we always think about their offense. But one of their keys to success has been their efficiency on the defensive end of the floor and how they're able to limit other teams on the defensive end of the floor. They haven't done this all postseason long. The defense has not been its gold standard self, and the offense certainly hasn't been its gold standard self. Some of it has to do with injuries, obviously, to Steph Curry, who's not the same player as he was in the regular season. Injuries to Andrew Bogut as well, and better level of competition on a night-in, night-out basis during the playoffs. The fact that you can scout your opponent and get to know them. I think when you put all that together, plus the charge to 73, it just hasn't been the same Golden State Warriors team that it was in the regular season. It's why it led me to choose the Thunder to win the series. That said, I said at the very top of this, it's a surprising outcome. Well, on some level, it has been. The fact that the Thunder lead 3-1 after four games, well, when you expect the Thunder, who does not have home court advantage, to win the game and to win the series in six games, well, you kind of expect it to go like this as far as where the Thunder are with the 3-1 lead, because then you expect Golden State fighting for their lives in their own building to find a way to win game five. You then expect it to come back to the Chesapeake Energy Center, and you expect the Thunder to win in six games. So you say, well, where's the surprise, Joe? The surprise is in the level of domination that the Thunder have had in these games. You know, back-to-back blowouts of epic proportions. That's where I'm surprised. I thought the Warriors would be able to compete. And really, the only loss that they've been able to compete in is game one. They won game two. And then these last two games, they've been blown out in spectacular fashion. And to me, that's the big surprise of the series, is the level of dominance that the Thunder have shown over the Warriors and the fact that these games haven't been nip and tuck. The Warriors flat out have no answers. And they find themselves on the brink of elimination. And I don't know how they avoid elimination. I just don't know how they fundamentally turn around what's going on here. They were beat on their floor. They were dominated on the opposition's home floor. And they're in deep trouble. Steph's not getting healthier. Andrew Bogut's not getting healthier. And they're not clicking any better than they have before. So that's where the shocking part is for me. Not that it's 3-1, just the level of domination over the last two games in particular by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, you know, a lot of people speculated, okay, game four was a must-win game for the Warriors, and it really was. But it's the kind of game they step up and win because they don't lose two in a row and hadn't all year long. Well, that streak's over as well. First time all year the Warriors have lost back-to-back games. Usually when they lose a game, and that has been the case all season long, throughout their historic 73-win regular season and then rolling into the postseason, anytime they lost, they came back and they won, oftentimes in resounding fashion. Well, that didn't happen last night. They got beat in resounding fashion. And now for the first time all year, the Warriors have lost back-to-back games, and they truly find their season on the brink. And I guess there's several reasons for that being the case. Number one, Russell Westbrook was the best player on the floor. And that's huge for not only the Oklahoma City Thunder, but for the Golden State Warriors. Because the MVP of the league and their MVP is Steph Curry. He's the opposition. He's the other point guard on the floor. And the Golden State Warriors are used to winning the matchup of the point guards because Steph Curry right now is considered maybe the best one or two players in sneakers in all the NBA. And throughout this series, it's been Russell Westbrook that's won that matchup. And last night, he won it in dominating fashion. So we'll get into that. More takeaways from Game 4 Western Conference Finals. And as we move along in this hour, we'll roll into the Eastern Conference Finals as well. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, nobody got hosed last night. It was just a one-sided victory for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY to chime in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And thus far, we've been talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder's 118-94 dismantling and destruction of the Golden State Warriors. And you can weigh in on any side of this discussion again at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. And we're starting to get into the whys of this loss. We talked in the first segment about where this leaves the Golden State Warriors, and some of this is obvious. It's the brink of elimination, and they got to keep on winning. They got to win three straight to take this series. The chances are quite remote. The Oklahoma City Thunder are certainly in the driver's seat. But if you're the Golden State Warriors, it's win one game at a time, one game at a time. And as you keep winning games while you're on the brink of elimination, with each win, a little bit of the pressure shifts off you and onto your opponent. So that's all the Golden State Warriors can try and do. It's not going to happen in my mind. You know, and we talked about it a little bit last segment, touched on it. One of the big reasons is the best player on the floor right now is the opposition point guard. When you're looking at it from the Golden State Warriors' perspective, they're used to Steph Curry being the best player on the floor. He's back-to-back league MVP, the first unanimous selection as an MVP in the history of the NBA MVP award. So when you're the Golden State Warriors, one of the things you count on is Steph Curry being the best player on the floor more often than not, and at the very least, usually winning the battle with the opposition point guard. Well, that's not what's happening in this series, and that's not what happened last night by any stretch of the imagination. Russell Westbrook has been the best player on the floor all series long, and he was far and away the best player last night. 36 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, 12 for 27 from the field, 4 for 8 from deep, hit all 8 of his free throws, 4 steals for good measure in 41 huge minutes. Yes, he had 6 turnovers, but so what? He was on another level last night, and he took over this basketball game. And he's got the first triple-double in a playoff game versus the defending champs, Charles Barkley, in 1993. A cute little story, but just shows you how rare what he did last night was in playoff competition. You know, he was just incredible. He's a coach on the court, and he's really become not just the supremely athletic point guard who's physically gifted and can do a lot of things and can also frustrate you. He's become an extension of Coach Billy Donovan on the floor, and he's really developed a very high basketball IQ. Is he a flawless basketball player? Absolutely not. Does he turn the ball over too much? Can he get out of control? Oh, yeah, all those things are true. But he's one of the very, very best players in the game. He's a dynamite athlete, and he can pick him up and put him down and lead this team. And what he did last night was tremendous in taking over this basketball game. You know, it was a game that started out as something of a back-and-forth contest, 30-26 OKC after the first quarter. Once again, second quarter, like we see so often in a lot of these games, was really the turning point. OKC with the big 42-point second quarter takes control of this one, and the next thing you know, OKC's put up 72 again in the first half. They led by 19 at halftime and as many as 20 in the second quarter after taking over middle of the second quarter, and it's 72-53 at the half. In many ways, there really was no looking back from there. Yes, there were perilous moments in the second half as Klay Thompson took over the third quarter, because in many ways it was Westbrook who took over the second and propelled the Oklahoma City Thunder to that 19-point halftime lead. And then in the third quarter, especially the early part of it where OKC struggled to score, it was all Klay Thompson. He was the only offensive force for either team And for Golden State, it was Klay Thompson putting in 19 straight in the third quarter for the Warriors to draw Golden State within six. It made for some very perilous moments at the Chesapeake Energy Center for all those Thunder fans, and I'm sure for some members of that Thunder's organization, from the front office to the coaching staff to the players on down. As all of a sudden you had dominated this game, you took over middle of the second quarter behind what Russell Westbrook and some other great contributions, and you found yourself in complete control, up as much as 20 in the first half, and going into halftime up 19, having put 72 up on the board again. And then you guys go cold. Durant can't hit anything. Westbrook's quiet in the third. And all of a sudden, and there's nobody really on the Golden State side of the ledger doing much of anything except for one guy. It's Klay Thompson. 19 straight Warrior points in that third quarter. Pulls them within six. You got a game on your hands. And now it becomes a situation where if you're OKC, you're like, oh boy. And the noose, the collar has to be tightening. It's just normal. And if you're the Warriors, you're like, wow, we're actually going to get back into this thing, and we may even just be able to steal this thing and take back control of this series. As bad as we've played here, we're back in this basketball game. Well, give an awful lot of credit to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant really taking over along with Russell Westbrook in that fourth quarter. They were okay offensively, but it was really all about what they did on defense, holding Golden State to 12 fourth quarter points while this game was somewhat in doubt. As Golden State had closed within six, and once they got within six, they couldn't get any closer, as the defense of the Oklahoma City Thunder, along with Kevin Durant on the offensive end, took over the back nine of this basketball game, and the Oklahoma City Thunder were able to cruise late to that 118-94 victory. Just a great effort. And what's amazing, everybody always talks about the Golden State Warriors and their desire to play with pace. And that's something that's been their calling card. And that's the other amazing thing. You know, you've got an Oklahoma City Thunder team, and what's so surprising is not only the level of dominance that they've shown over the Warriors, the number of different ways that they've beaten the Warriors, beating them by being bigger and beating them up on the interior and beating them on the boards, their small lineup and speedy lineup is outdoing the Golden State small and speedy lineup, the death lineup. I mean, you look at this game, you're watching the game and you're listening to the announcers and they're talking about, well, Golden State has to slow this thing down. When did you ever think you'd watch a basketball game and they talk about the Warriors having to slow things down? That's just not how they go about their business. They're all about pace, tempo, speed, and blitzing you on the offensive end. But as good as they are at that, with the athletes that the Thunder have, led by their go-go point guard, Russell Westbrook, who is the most athletic point guard in the NBA, along with Kevin Durant, who's the most athletic 6'11 player you're going to find in the NBA, and the rest of their bigs who are athletic enough to pick them up and put them down. So anytime one of them is part of a small lineup, they can go against that opposition's small lineup, and they don't get hurt. Ibaka can go out and guard anybody on the perimeter. Steven Adams going and chasing Steph Curry out at the three-point line and blocking his shot. You know, they have athletic, talented bigs that can actually go chase around far smaller players on the perimeter. So when they play big against your small lineup, you don't run circles around them. And when they play a given big against and go to play small, but they only put one big in the game, and they're playing against an opposition small lineup, they're bigger than that opposition small lineup, but their big is not in a mismatch. Ibaka can go chase anybody and defend any guard on the perimeter with his athleticism. Steven Adams as well. And then they still have an advantage on the interior. Because when you look, when OKC goes small, their version of going small is Ibaka and Durant. Well, that's two almost seven-footers. Yeah, they're a little thin, and Ibaka really doesn't match up against some of the league's biggest fives, but it's not a mismatch. And Durant can match up against many fours with his height and athleticism. So just a number of different ways that they can beat you. If you go small, they can go small with you. They're able to be bigger than you when they go small and keep up with you and maybe be faster than you athletically. And then when they decide to take advantage of mismatches and go big, you have no answers because they're the longest team in the league and they're athletic enough with their bigs to go out and chase your smaller players. It's a very, very tough matchup to deal with, and it's been impossible for the Warriors. And that's where we'll continue next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Please keep it where it is.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel quality guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax and substitutions extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that's 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, the focus of this hour is going to be the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. So you can weigh in on anything as it relates to that series, from how much trouble the Warriors are in, why they're in that trouble, to what about the Oklahoma City Thunder? And that's where we are right now. And we were talking at the back end of the last segment about the fact that they can beat you so many ways. And some of the most shocking things about this series, quite simply, is the fact that when you go small and you want to push and you want to go up tempo and that's your character, the Thunder are better at it than you are because they're more athletic and they can be bigger. They're long, they're athletic, they're fast, so they can beat you so many ways. We can be the longest, tallest, biggest team in the league, and we don't have a mismatch on the perimeter that you can take advantage of. Or we can go small, and when we go small, we're still bigger than your small lineup, and we're every bit as athletic, if not more so. That's a very hard formula to beat. And certainly, they had their growing pains this year during the regular season. Throughout the season, they had trouble closing games. They seem to have gotten past that. We don't talk about that anymore. And they're bringing a defensive intensity that they didn't bring all regular season long. Durant and Westbrook are playing far better defense than they play during the 82-game grind that is the regular season. They take a lot of plays off on defensive end during a regular season. You're not seeing that here. At Thunder defense, switching everything. And as I talked about, they're athletic enough to do that. So Steph can't shake free of whether it be Westbrook or anybody else, and he's not getting good looks. That coupled with the fact that I think the injury's weighing on him, he's just not himself. Again, 6-for-20 from the field for Steph Curry. You know, they're not going to win games when they get 19 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 turnovers out of Steph Curry on 6-for-20 shooting, 2-for-10 from deep. You know, he's just not himself, and he's not the best point guard on the floor right now. The best and most athletically gifted point guard on the floor is Russell Westbrook. And it's really showing. And the maturity he's shown in this series to be the coach on the floor and an extension of head coach Billy Donovan has played huge dividends, and he's been a great coach. Boy, he's got a Midas touch, and he's not afraid to try things and do things. He's very Popovich-esque. You know, so to me, he's just been something special. And boy, was it the right choice to move out Scotty Brooks and bring in Billy Donovan. And it looks like the Thunder are on their way to the NBA Finals. I don't want to anoint them there yet, but the chances look pretty good. Because as it stands now, Steph's not himself, and the Thunder have a huge advantage at that point guard matchup, and we saw it last night. Again, Westbrook was terrific. Durant, who had trouble getting his shot going early in the game, he came up big in the fourth quarter when this game was still in doubt after the big Golden State comeback. I know he only shot 8-for-24 for the night and 1-for-5 from deep, but he hit 9 of 10 of his free throws. He had 4 steals, 3 blocks, and his defense on Draymond Green was terrific. You know, he also chipped in with 11 rebounds and 4 assists. You know, the versatility that he's showing in this series, it's something that we always talk about Draymond Green showing. Well, you're seeing that play from Kevin Durant. You always knew he could do a lot of these things, and he's done those things on the offensive end. But you never talked much about Kevin Durant, the defender. His defensive work on Draymond Green these last couple of games has been incredible. That Draymond Green, who's been awful, has been a minus 73. The past 2 games. You know, he doesn't get suspended. He should have, but he didn't. And he's just been awful. He can't get a shot to go. 1-for-7 from the field, 0-for-2 from deep, 6 points, 11 rebounds, only 2 assists. So he's not moving the ball well, and the ball's not moving for the Golden State Warriors. He had 6 turnovers. And that was one of the big bugaboos. The defensive intensity, the way the Thunder switched everything, the way the bigs could handle and keep up with the smaller players of the Warriors, coupled with the defensive intensity shown by Westbrook, who really was the primary defender on Steph Curry, and he did a great job of shutting him down, and Kevin Durant, who was the primary defender on Draymond Green and has shut him down. You know, you look at that effort on the defensive end. And that was incredible, and it led to a ton of Golden State turnovers, 21 turnovers that that so many of them turned into points for the Thunder, and that was what was so important. It was 21 turnovers, but it turned into almost 20 Oklahoma City Thunder points. That's the important part of all of this. So, you know, in a game where in the second quarter the Thunder took over and really looked like they had it put away, you know, there was a lot of basketball left, and the Warriors are a hell of a basketball team. You don't win 73 games in a regular season by accident. But they really had no answers except for Klay Thompson, who single-handedly, as the Thunder went cold and the rest of the Warriors stayed cold, helped the Warriors or single-handedly reeled the Thunder in for the Golden State Warriors, and you had a game. It was as close as six in that third quarter. Klay couldn't keep hitting every shot. Eventually, he started missing shots. Nobody else could take up the mantle for him. Steph couldn't get it going. Draymond couldn't get it going. Iguodala couldn't get it going. And all of a sudden, it was Kevin Durant who takes over in the fourth quarter. He gets some key shots to fall. He moves the ball around. Westbrook continues to be Westbrook. And OKC stretches that lead back out. And as the fourth quarter rolls along, this one's no longer in doubt. It was just an impressive, impressive all-around effort by the Oklahoma City Thunder. They can beat you, as I've said throughout this hour, in so many ways. And I guess the added bonus of it all, you've got size, so we can beat you up on the boards, which we did last night. If you're the Thunder, 16-8 on the offensive boards, 56-40 overall, despite shooting slightly better than the Golden State Warriors. You know, they won all their battles. They won the rebound battle. They won the assist battle, which meant the ball was moving better. They won the battle of turnovers. They won the battle of steals. They won the battle of points in the paint. They won every battle they needed to last night. And they just dominated this game. And it's the athleticism, the versatility of so many of their players, the intensity they're bringing on the defensive end of the floor, and the fact that they can keep up with the fastest-paced team in the league, not only keep up with them, but beat them at their own game. So they've beat them at their own game, and they've beat the Golden State Warriors using their game. It's a very tough combination, and the Golden State Warriors find themselves really searching for answers here, and rightfully so. If you've made your bones all year long with pace and tempo, and now all of a sudden the opposition is better at pace and tempo than you are, what do? You can't. You try and slow it down and play half-court basketball with them, but the thing they actually do best, because of their size and the fact that they have two terrific isolation players, is kind of playing that half court. So you're not going to beat them that way either. Boy, the Golden State Warriors are really up against it. And again, a lot of it has to do with injuries to Steph Curry make him not the same player. Injuries to Andrew Bogut, he's struggling. He's not the same player. Festus Ezeli is a nice player, but they used Hack of Festus on him, and boy, it kind of hurt their offensive flow as he only went 2 for 8 from the free throw line. But, you know, it was just an all-around dominant and impressive effort by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they're even getting production from those two guards. Because if there's an Achilles heel on this team, and there aren't many right now, they've got great quality size that can do a lot of things. And Steven Adams has really grown into one hell of a basketball player. And he wasn't a huge factor last night in his 25 minutes, especially on the offensive end. We saw a lot more Serge Ibaka. We're seeing a lot less Enes Kanter in this series, as he only played 9 minutes. You know, in last series, it was all about Enes Kanter, and we saw less Serge Ibaka. So I got so many ways to beat you depending on matchups. That said, the Achilles heel of this team has always been those two guards. Nobody has to guard them. Well, when they make you pay, the Thunder are hard to stop, and they've made people pay the last couple of games. And Roberson was big last night. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. 7 for 12 from the field. He even chips in by hitting a three-pointer. 1 for 3 from deep. He had 5 steals. He's always been good on the defensive end. Did not turn over the ball. 2 blocks. He could add even more points, but they started playing Haka Andre, Golden State. That was their counter to Haka Festus, and neither of those two players really hit their free throws, and it hurt the flow of both offenses at times. Golden State hurt more so than the Oklahoma City Thunder when you look at the final score. But Roberson could have been even better and could have done even more if he could have hit his free throws. Now, if he gets in the gym in the short off season and he works on his shot, with some of the other things he brings, he's a good rebounder, he's a tough defender. If they can make it where Roberson and Deion Waiters are not liabilities on a night-in, night-out basis at the two-guard spot, well, they're really going to have something. Because look at what Waiters did. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from deep, 2 turnovers in 32 minutes. So they played those two guards, and they were productive. And the reason they're productive, they're not guarded. But a lot of times, even when you don't guard them, they don't make anybody pay. When they can do this, and they can make people pay, and now they have to be accounted for, it makes everybody else on the floor better. When the Thunder are not playing 4-on-5 basketball offensively, they really are impossible to stop. I was just blown away by this effort by the Oklahoma City Thunder on the heels of their effort in Game 3. While I thought there was a chance they could win this game and put the Warriors on the brink of elimination, I didn't think back-to-back blowouts like this. And I know the Warriors are going to come out fighting for their lives. I don't know what the level of intensity and what the sense of urgency for the Thunder is going to be in Game 5, and I don't know if they can match what the Warriors are going to bring, much like in Game 2. That said, I think the Warriors win Game 5, and then I think the Thunder take care of their business in Game 6. Commanding, not commanding, I'm not smart enough to know. But that's the sense that I have as far as the direction of this series. That's kind of where I see this going. But to kind of wrap this up, and then in hour two, we'll start out by talking about Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Just incredibly impressed. We don't appreciate how good Westbrook is. We're watching another layer of Kevin Durant bringing defense that he doesn't always bring. We took this team for granted. We watched and we saw a lot of flaws. And they had an uneven regular season, as Billy Donovan figured out what they are. But he's grown into a hell of an NBA coach. And he's done it very, very quickly. And on the other hand, this team grew together, and they've peaked at the right time. And sometimes that's the most important thing. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, hour one's been focused on the Oklahoma City Thunder's destruction of the Golden State Warriors and them taking the commanding 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. We've talked about why, the whys, the what-fors, my takeaways. So we'll move on to previewing Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals in Hour 2. But as we get up against it here, you know, we can. When I get ready for these shows on a daily basis, I read a ton of articles. And I saw a very interesting article the other day, and I guess we'll kind of throw this out as a poll that you guys can weigh in on throughout hour number two. Julian Garcia from the New York Daily News. For those of you that didn't hear about, I don't know how many of you heard about the debacle in San Diego before a Padres game as it related to the Star Spangled Banner. And the fact the San Diego Gay Men's Choir was, Gay Men's Chorus was gathered in center field to sing the song. And instead the DJ for the San Diego Padres baseball games screwed up and played another version of the national anthem as they were gathered in center field. And you ever notice when we watch these games, the only time we actually talk about the national anthem is if they screw it up. And we really don't play the national anthem before a concert, shows, movies, or pretty much anything else that takes place in front of a mass audience. So I'm left to wonder, should we keep the national anthem the way it is? Eliminate it before sporting events, or keep it and allow the fans to sit down. You can weigh in on that in hour two at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56. But now we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the aforementioned Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A House committee expected to grill TSA Administrator Peter Neffinger today. The hearing going to focus on long lines and short tempers at some major airports in the United States. Some Democratic senators talking about seriously removing Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. University of Virginia political expert Dr. Larry Sabato on Fox News saying that she is the current target.
May find a graceful way out, but this is going to be a concession to Bernie Sanders. She will be thrown to the wolves.
Sabato telling Fox News that her days as DNC chair are numbered one way or another. New Mexico authorities calling what happened outside a Donald Trump rally last night a riot. Albuquerque police officers injured by protesters throwing rocks. At least one person was arrested. And a Kansas community surveying the damage after multiple tornadoes touched down yesterday. Two people seriously injured. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The man who investigated Bill Clinton is reportedly being fired as president of Baylor University after its football team is involved in a sexual assault scandal. Ken the Star investigated President Clinton during the Whitewater controversy and the Monica Lewinsky scandal in 2010. Star became chancellor and president of the nation's largest Baptist university, the school declining to respond to reports of his firing. A wounded warrior speaking out about the VA's horrible treatments. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
Ryan Mast, a wounded warrior who lost both his legs while fighting the war on terror, is speaking out about generally poor treatment that the veterans received from the VA. Mast appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. He said the Veterans Administration needs to make changes so vets can visit any doctor near them instead of waiting months for care at a VA facility.
Doctors exist within immediate proximity to any veteran. We have to let those veterans go be seen there. It's just what makes sense.
Mast added many veterans have died from treatable conditions while they waited for appointments that have taken months to schedule. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Federal prosecutors gonna seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing 9 worshipers at a South Carolina church. Dylan Roof is already facing a death sentence when he goes on trial in state court in January. The 22-year-old white man is accused of killing 9 black people when he opened fire at the historic African-American Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. That was last June. Toyota is hitching a ride with Uber. Randy Fuller has the details.
The carmaker has announced that it's investing in the ride-sharing company. The new partnership will create a leasing program in which buyers can make payments from their earnings as Uber drivers. The two companies will also work together to develop new in-car apps, as well as a special fleet of Toyota and Lexus vehicles for Uber drivers. I'm Randy Fuller.
A new campaign's being launched to encourage safety around the water. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Elliot Kay with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Pool Safely campaign aims to prevent drownings while your kids are at the pool.
On average, one child a day who drowns in the United States, and that's just obviously unacceptable. We think that the awareness that we're engaged in has been helpful, and that's part of why, as the official season kicks off this weekend, we're trying to get the word out.
Kay says enrolling your kids in swim lessons and learning CPR are just a couple of simple water safety steps that parents can take. He also recommends having a four-sided fence around a pool and making sure somebody is always keeping an eye on the kids. More information is available by visiting poolsafely.gov. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day and welcome to Hour 2. For a Wednesday edition here of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, happy hump day. I'm the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black is off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If Twitter's more your preference, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, big hour two upcoming here on the attack, and I'll set the table for that on the other side. But let's do what we always do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We talk about the myriad of ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go via your devices. Because we're very 21st century here at Sports Byline, and we love to have people listening on their devices and via these quote-unquote non-traditional platforms that are really taking over the landscape in radio in 2016 and beyond. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, app versatility, Android, Apple, PC, or they have their own website, TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline. And we thank all those people for their service to our country. On the other side, we'll tip it off, set the table, and start knocking things down for Hour 2 here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Well, I wouldn't call it a travesty. As we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. The toll-free number to join me here on the attack. For those that like Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And be sure to follow us on at Sports Byline USA on Twitter. Very, very important. We give you all kinds of programming heads ups and previews and let you know what's coming up next on Sports Byline. And it gives you a particular opportunity to take a second chance and catch anything you missed. Because we have a great 2-hour block that we run each and every weekday. Starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. It's called The Best of Byline. It's that second chance to catch anything you missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, be it from The Attack, be it from Titillating Sports, whatever programming it might be. So if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we will let you know what exactly is coming up next on Best of Byline, that 2-hour block that starts at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time on weekdays. So you make sure to follow us. Big hour 2 out in front of us. We're going to preview Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals, and boy, has the landscape changed in that series. We'll then also move on to maybe some other stories within the world of sports. We'll have some fun along the way. We'll revisit our poll, perhaps, and I have another fun story for you that you might find fun. Maybe we'll discuss those. But then at 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, Bob Bernquist, one of the legends of X Games, will join us, and we'll talk X Games Austin and some great work and some great technology that Intel is bringing to the X Games. Well, we'll do all that with Bob Bernquist at 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. But I think it's time that we jumped right in and we talked Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals, both home team. Both teams held serve on their home floor thus far. And the series is now knotted 2 games apiece between the Toronto Raptors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The always pivotal, particularly when the home teams hold serve, the always pivotal Game 5 takes place in Cleveland tonight, starting at 8:30 Eastern time, and you can watch it everywhere in the country on ESPN. Well, it's amazing what two games will do for your perspective on a team. We watched the Cavaliers storm through the first 10 games of this year's postseason. Sweep of the Pistons, sweep of the Hawks. Two blowouts of the Raptors in Cleveland at the Quicken Loans Center. All of a sudden, series goes back to Toronto, and I'm of the mindset that the Cavaliers are going to have a rather easy time with Toronto Raptors, like most people, and that they'll be waiting for whoever wins the Western Conference Finals, and we'll have a dynamite NBA Finals that'll be won by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, the Toronto Raptors didn't get the memo. Good Kyle Lowry, good DeMar DeRozan for back-to-back games, and we're starting to finally see some consistency out of them in a good way, as opposed to the consistency in a bad way that we've seen throughout the playoffs, where they usually just don't show up or don't play well. And after leaving the floor in the waning minutes of the second quarter in game two to decompress, Kyle Lowry puts all that behind him. Terrific efforts in Game 3 and Game 4. Same for DeMar DeRozan. They dominate the boards, and all of a sudden, Toronto's back in this one, two games apiece. And a lot of the flaws of the Cleveland Cavaliers are exposed. Now, throughout this postseason, I've said they got the best offense going right now on a night-in, night-out basis in the postseason, and I'll stand by that. I'll also stand by the fact that they're going to win the NBA title this year. That hasn't changed for me, losing two games in the postseason on the road. You know, up until this point, they had been nothing but flawless. Those two games don't change much. What it does do is it shows some flaws that they have. Now, I never said the Cavaliers were a flawless team, because they're not. You know, what they've done in order to get this offensive efficiency that LeBron has coveted and the style of play that he's wanted so that they could excel on the offensive end in the postseason, they've given up size and they've given up defense. So they're not going to beat anybody on the boards, and when they do, it's a bonus. They're not going to protect the rim particularly well, as they don't have any size on the interior. And a lot of times they're not going to look particularly good on the defensive end. But that's going to all get covered up by the fact that they're far and away the best offensive team in the postseason. Well, these last two games, they haven't been good on offense. The big three finally, not for the first time in the postseason, not clicking on all cylinders. Kyrie Irving's been less than great. Kevin Love's been less than great. LeBron, to me, has been same old LeBron. He's been pushed out and made to do some things that he doesn't want to do and work from a distance that he'd rather not work at, but he's still been LeBron. The supporting cast hasn't been quite the same, and the big three hasn't been quite the same on the offensive end. They're not shooting it at a high percentage. They're not getting all those open looks. And where they're really getting hurt right now is on the defensive end. That's where they're being exposed. And that's going to happen sometimes with this group. You know, defense is not a priority. When you're giving Channing Frye big minutes, you're not going to play any defense. He doesn't rebound. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't guard anybody on the interior. And Kevin Love, when he's playing the five, he doesn't play any defense. He doesn't block shots. He rebounds well. But he's not on a night-in, night-out basis going to give you great defense. And he's made strides in this postseason on the defensive end, and it's really helped. But there are going to be times where they just look bad on defense. It's something you're going to, and they're going to lose the battle of the boards a lot of nights. It's something you're going to have to deal with if you are the Cavaliers. The way they're able to overcome it and make it less noticeable is they hurry you up on the offensive end, get you out of your rhythm, and they execute offensively with such precision that you just can't keep up. Well, these last couple of games in Toronto, they haven't. The shots haven't been falling, and they've had good looks, and some of them just haven't gone down. And then it spiraled away from there. And the Toronto Raptors have really stepped up their game defensively. They've challenged more shots. They finally exerted their true dominance on the glass and on the interior. Their guards who lead this team have come to play. And they're all-star guards in DeRozan and Lowry. So kind of when you put that all together, that's why the complexion of this series has changed. Now, Game 5, first time you're really dealing with any adversity all postseason long, you're going to see what the Cleveland Cavaliers are made of. I think what they're made of is grit, toughness, and determination in LeBron James. And he'll pull everybody along with him. And they'll get a good big three. They'll take control, win game five, and then they take control of the series. Whether it goes six or seven, I don't know. I know they'd like to get Toronto out in six. But Toronto lately has been tough in their building. What was a home court advantage that they weren't taking advantage of, they're really starting to take advantage of it now as the playoffs roll along. I think it's a very talented roster in Toronto. I just think they suffer from incredible bouts of inconsistency. Jonas Valanciunas will be back for Game 5. I'm interested to see what kind of role he's going to have and if he can exploit the Cavaliers' lack of size. I think this Game 5 is very, very intriguing for a lot of the subtext. You know, each of these two teams in this series are trending in different directions. When this series went back to Toronto, the Cavaliers, it was just a matter of when, not if. Toronto put the brakes on that, and now you got a very important and very intriguing Game 5 that I think the Cavaliers will win, but could be anybody's game. We'll continue to explore this. I want to get into some fun, lighthearted topics that I discovered in my prep in the next segment as well before we move on to the X Games as we take you home. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And we've been talking Toronto Raptors, Cleveland Cavaliers, pivotal Game 5. Eastern Conference Finals. And again, the landscape and complexion of this series really turned with Toronto protecting their home court. Many of us, including yours truly, thought Cleveland would storm the castle in five games and be waiting for the winner of a very tough Western Conference Finals in the NBA Finals, and in a very tough series would prevail, and LeBron James would get another championship and, you know, show you why he is truly an underappreciated player. And, you know, through this postseason, 10-0 start, you saw all that was right with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Games 11 and 12 in Toronto for the first time, you saw what's wrong. Now, these flaws are not going to be changed. It's just that these flaws allow them to shine when they shine. You're going to continue to see the Cavaliers play small ball. You're going to continue to see not much in the way of rim protection or defense on the interior. And you're really going to see it be about floor spacers and guys that LeBron can facilitate their offense. Now everybody's got to execute. And when they execute, they're unstoppable. And throughout this postseason, they've shown you on offense that they can beat you a number of different ways. With dribble penetration, in the mid-range, and with threes. Those last two games in Toronto, just nothing was falling. They got some good looks deep. They weren't falling. Toronto, to their credit, made some adjustments to a lot of what the Cavaliers were doing offensively. Now it's on the Cavaliers. It's their turn to adjust. Go into your own building. Take care of your business. And win the pivotal game five. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, we talked about it a little bit last week. And how underappreciated as a great player I felt LeBron James was. Well, here's where his greatness is put to the test. Now, I don't want to lay all this at the feet of LeBron James, but I'm going to. I talked about how underappreciated it is, how it's cool. We talk great about Durant, Westbrook, and Paul, and Griffin, and Lillard, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, and, you know, the list goes on and on, and I could sit here and rattle off names of great players all day who we just, you know, laud them for their greatness and heap plaudits upon them on a constant basis. Well, LeBron James is not that player, despite being one of the five greatest players perhaps in the history of the NBA. And being one of the two best players in all the NBA at this moment, all we do is nitpick and find his shortcomings. And I have talked about this a whole heck of a lot. We do find his shortcomings an awful lot. We are never happy with LeBron. He's one of those athletes that we just love to hate. And with that being said, here's where you shut everybody up, all the critics, who say, boy, you get to a lot of NBA finals, but you lose a lot. You put yourself in ideal positions, so you should be expected to get to these aforementioned NBA finals. Okay. And I get all of that. And those are all fair criticisms, as I've talked about. But what people also forget is, how many teams he's elevated and what he's done. But again, you know, it's historic. He's on his way towards six NBA finals. That just doesn't happen. As I've said, a whole bunch of Celtics from the 60s and James Jones. That's it. It's rarefied air, so he's going to do something unique. He's going to win a bunch of NBA finals. He's won MVP awards. He's had all kinds of great individual statistical measures, and he'll have more before his career is over. That said, again, I've talked a lot about how underappreciated he is and unappreciated, and how we love to find fault with LeBron, be it from the decision and how poorly orchestrated that was, to the fact that he has put himself in ideal situations to have success, yet many of you think he should have more. Well, you know, criticism aside, and again, this is not about him being underappreciated. I've turned it into that, and the truth of the matter, he is underappreciated. But you want to shut everybody up tonight, LeBron? Here's how you do it. Your team this year, for the first time, after clicking on all cylinders, now faces a level of adversity. And both teams in the Game 5 of a 2-2 seven-game series are in a must-win game. It's in your building. This is not about Kyrie Irving. This is not about Kevin Love. This is not about Channing Frye. This is not about J.R. Smith. This is about one man. This is about LeBron James. Here's how LeBron James validates everything I'm saying, that he's underappreciated, unjustly criticized, and often a vilified figure in sports. Here's what you do. What you do is you elevate this team. You take them, you put them on your back. You have a triple-double tonight. You do what LeBron can do. You score points in the paint. You hit the occasional three, you drive the basketball, you facilitate the offense of others, you get this offense humming like it had been for the first 10 games of the postseason, and you pull your team, and you lead your team to victory. You want to validate everything I said and shut up the critics? That's exactly how you do it. You pull your team to victory because you now have an opposition who has found their way and has gained confidence and is going to get yet another piece back that it can use to exploit your weakness, which is your defense and your lack of size on the interior. Forget all of that. Forget what you're doing. Forget all these other pieces. This is about LeBron. You're one of the five greatest players in the history of sneakers. Go out and play like it. This is not about being deferential. This is about you taking the ball and saying, I'm LeBron James and nobody else on this floor is. And I'm going to show you how it's done. And what you do is you go out and you score about 30. You grab about 10 boards. You have about 11 assists. You hit a couple of threes. But you do a lot of your work on the interior. You do a lot of driving and kicking. You find open people who hit their open looks, whether it be Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, or any of them. But it's not really about them. It's about you facilitating their success and pulling this wagon and leading this team to victory. You do that, and you quiet some critics for a while until the next time that the team comes up short. You don't, and a lot of people, not me, but a lot of people will be pointing out, see, same old LeBron, great numbers, look at him. And they will find fault with him. And in this case, it'll be rightfully so. This game I'm putting on LeBron. Show your greatness here, Mr. James. I know you can do it. That's my thoughts. Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals. 800-878-PLAY. You want to weigh in again? 800-878-7529. Let's get back to our poll from earlier on. Last hour, at the back end, I had talked about a great article in New York Daily News written by Julian Garcia. And at the heart of it was how the San Diego Padres seriously screwed up their pregame national anthem ceremony when the DJ for the Padres blasted audio of a woman singing the Star Spangled Banner over the PA system while the San Diego gay men's chorus gathered in center field to sing the song instead. And, you know, and then the national anthem really is only sung prior to ball games. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, it doesn't matter. Prior to sporting events, whether it be on a pro level, major college level, all the way down to a youth level. But we don't really have it sung anywhere else in front of mass audiences, be it concerts, going to movies, comedy shows, whatever. It's only at ball games. And the only time we talk about it is when something goes awry. A Roseanne Barr, a Carl Lewis, this situation in San Diego. And really, I understand what the purpose of the anthem is. It's to show our patriotism and celebrate the greatest country in the world. But shouldn't that be reserved for something far more important than a sporting event? And so at least in my mind, I think that's the case, because the only time anybody pays any attention to the national anthem before a ball game is when it's screwed up in some way. They bring on a cute young kid who doesn't know the words, any of these sort of scenarios. And a lot of times within these arenas of 20,000 or stadiums of 80,000, a lot of people don't bother to stand up. They don't bother to take off their hat. They talk through it. So I'm left to ask, and you guys can weigh in the rest of the way at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Should we keep the national anthem the way it is? Eliminate it altogether? Because I think it should be reserved for much more important events than sporting events. Or keep it but allow fans to sit if they choose. That's something you can weigh in on all the way through 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. On the other side, I got another fun story for you before we get into Bob Burnquist and talk X Games Austin with him as we go home here on the Spano and Black Attack.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax and substitutions extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Toll free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And there's so many topics to weigh in on. Your thoughts on Game 4 Western Conference Finals and how impressive the Oklahoma City Thunder are and how many ways they have to beat a team like the Golden State Warriors. And on the other side of it, you can weigh in on the peril that the Golden State Warriors are in for the first time in an awful long time. On the Eastern Conference side of the ledger, it's all knotted to a piece, pivotal Game 5. Has Toronto found enough confidence to actually take the measure of the Cavaliers in Cleveland? Or is this ultimately really about LeBron being showing why he is one of the five greatest players in the history of the NBA and why he's the most underappreciated or unappreciated great player that there is? And he needs to pull this wagon and show that? Those are all things you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56. You can also weigh in on, like I said, I've got a couple of these, what we call in the business, kicker stories. These are stories a little off the beaten path, but I thought interesting, and I thought they'd be great opportunities to weigh in on them. And I'll put a poll up on Twitter that'll allow you guys to vote all day long. And again, you know, the crux of it is pretty much anything else that takes place in front of a mass audience other than a sporting event, you know, whether it be a ball game or a boxing match or whatever it might be, we do not sing the national anthem prior to these events, be it concerts, be it a comedy show, movie, etc. Again, pretty much anything other than a sporting event that takes place in front of a mass audience, we do not sing the national anthem. They just don't play it. It's not sung. It's just ball games. And it doesn't get the respect that it deserves. And it's not treated with the reverence that it deserves at a sporting event. It's an anthem that should be reserved for much more important things than a ball game. And the only time it gets any attention is when they botch it. And it's not treated by respect a lot of times from the fans in attendance, or all of them. So it made me wonder, and the crux of it was a great article by Julian Garcia in the New York Daily News. So what I want you to weigh in on your thoughts, whether it be on Twitter at 800-878-PLAY, is we have three choices. Do we keep it the way it is? Do we eliminate it altogether, like at everything else in front of a mass audience where it doesn't exist, and we reserve the national anthem for bigger and better things? Or do we keep it and allow fans to sit if they choose? Those are the three options I want you to weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY. The other fun story that I found, and I saw this on sportsillustrated.com. Go to the extra mustard section, and you could actually just do a Google search, and you'll see this story. It's the Bartolo Colon bobblehead doll that not only has a bobblehead, but it has a bobble gut. Now, I saw this, and I put it on Twitter, I got to have this. And again, see, maybe I'm as bad as everybody else. Because, you know, as fans, we all have the right to boo. And we always stand, we have a right to take personal shots at athletes. And we're mean-spirited. And we in the media do the same thing. But I guess on some level, is this bobble gut an example of fans going too far with their personal attacks? You know, and there's no way this figurine wouldn't have been produced if fans didn't want it. Is that a sign that the fans have crossed the line? And I'm wondering, you know, who has crossed the line more? Is it the fans or the media? Because we always cast aspersions, you know, at these athletes if they don't fit a certain mold or conform to a certain model that an athlete should be. And is there really a problem with either of us crossing the line? You know, we don't attack any other line of work unless that person's in some way in the public eye. So, again, is it a problem? And I'll ask two questions. Have we crossed the line, number one? I say we might have. but is it a problem that we crossed the line? You can weigh in on that. And I know Bartolo embraces it. You know, there's always that picture of him jiggling his gut. And he calls himself Big Sexy. But I don't know if the bobble gut is more commemorative than it is. Is it more commemorative or demeaning? So, you know, you can weigh in on that. You know, a lot of times we attack and we, what's the word I'm looking for? We ridicule athletes that don't conform to a certain look that we feel an athlete should have. All fat pitchers are ridiculed. You know, large guys or guys who don't conform to this norm of the ideal build in any sport are always ridiculed. Again, is this figurine, is this another form of that ridicule? And is it ridicule taken too far? Or is it simply something that honors a guy who's embraced the Big Sexy persona? But now let's switch gears. Let's talk a little X Games Austin, and we're joined by Bob Burnquist, legendary X Games skateboarder, and he joins us here now on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, good morning. Really great to have you aboard. I'm Joe Spano. It's really a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys.
Well, before we start talking about X Games Austin, and the X Games really has taken off over the years and really has exploded, and it's become a huge part of the American sports landscape, let's talk a little bit about Intel and the work that they're doing in conjunction with the X Games and this great Intel Curie module that's going to be a big part of the X Games in Austin. Talk about what the Curie is and what it'll do and how it'll help these athletes.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, you know, obviously we're at an age of technology and anything to kind of really help the viewers. I think mostly is people watching at home, you know, you got the tricks going on, you got height, you got distances and spins, and a lot of times, even for guys like myself that are in it and do these tricks, sometimes they're like, what was that? How many spins is that? In a way, you kind of like, you have this little question mark, and what the Intel Curie is doing, it's like going, okay, well, you spin 720, it's going to read that off, or you spin 360 or 900, it's going to read that off and show, and it's going to be part of the graphics as you watch the competition. So it'll be a different experience for people at home, you know, and it doesn't really, it won't really make a difference for as far as myself. You can't even feel the thing. I'm on, you know, it's like not heavy or anything. It's just kind of on the helmet there, and you know, and that's that. We just skate and do our, you know, normal stuff, and you know, and as time goes by, I think it's like the technology and, you know, and cameras and these little units. I mean, before it was so heavy, you know, and it's hard for you to skate with something like that. It was a nuisance. And now you can actually, you know, have it on you and you don't even notice it, you know. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, we did a couple of days of just kind of like going through the experience up at Woodward West there, just testing out the equipment, and it worked out pretty amazing.
Well, you know, Bob, you talked about how this is going to enhance the already great viewing experience that the X Games is, and that's incredible in and of itself, and that's what's made the X Games such a hit. It is a spectacular viewing experience, and we'll get into that in just a second. But is this Intel Curie something that can help you out as an athlete as well, to take the data that it compiles and perhaps help you with your performance, saying, I thought I hit this many revolutions, but it showed I didn't quite do it. And you can maybe take this data and tweak some of your performance. Do you think you can get some benefits from this Intel Curie in that regard?
Well, I think it definitely helps you understand what's going on post, you know, what just happened, you know, in a sense that, you know, brief and debrief type of thing. You know, if I'm spinning 720 and I underspin, I'm going to notice it whether I have the technology or not. I know, like, hey, I came up short. Or, you know, I spun too much. You know, I got to adjust my body here and there. So these are natural things. I think what it could help tremendously in, you know, reading off the speed. Every time you hit a jump and you're, you know, you're jumping a 70-foot gap or you're jumping a 50-foot gap, there are certain speeds you need to hit. And sometimes the wind kind of affects you and you're like, okay, maybe I'm going too slow or I'm going too fast. For it to really make a difference, And I think that these are steps, you know, technologies take these steps. And, you know, so for, I need real time. I need information in my glasses or goggles or lens or something. Like, I need to know, okay, I'm going this fast, I'm going this, you know. But it, as far, the way it is now, I think when you're done and you go and look at the data, it can help you understand a couple of more things. Like, you know, I was doing some backflips and I had the, you know, the unit, the Intel Curie on my helmet, and, you know, it was reading off around 330, and, you know, I'm thinking it's a 360, right? I mean, it's a backflip, but no, because you have the angles of the ramp, and then it's not really a full, it's a three. So it made me, like, go, oh, okay, so you kind of understand a little more, you know, of what's going on around you. You know, and when you're spinning, you're just kind of, it's hard to really, you know, notice. I just know, hey, I spin once and I'm going to spin another time and I'm going to do a 180. It's all broken down in your head. In my head, it's like kind of broken down. So I think it's going to, well, it was. When I looked at it, it was tremendous. It was just very curious and informative after the fact. You know, once I sat down, it's like, okay, this is what you did, or this is how hard you hit. I mean, I know it hurt. That's the gauge I have. It's like, wow, that really hurts. You know, but you go on to the Intel Curie data, and it's telling you, well, you just hit like 10 G's on that. You know, I was like, well, that definitely felt like it. You know, so in a way, it's like, okay, it's putting numbers onto things that you're used to, and then as time goes by, I think really the speeds, and eventually even wind speeds, even environmental things around you, because that's really one of the things that affects us is the wind blowing in a certain direction or however strong. You know, it's almost like flying. I mean, I take it that way. I'm a pilot, you know, so it's like any information I can have on the spot like that is going to be enhancing the experience and even maybe helping me in hitting a jump that I've never hit before, you know, make sure I hit the right speed. So,
well, that's it. Yeah, hitting the right speed, maybe starting, you know, body angle. I guess these are all things that can be helped on a post side and help give you that edge. That said, we talked about this improving the viewing experience, and one of the keys to success for the X Games, not only the sports that it covers, which have become more and more popular in this country with young people, they love these, you know, extreme sports. Talk about why the X Games is such a great viewing experience and why it's so great for audiences.
Well, I just have a feeling, I mean, it's, you know, I'm biased. I'm a skateboarder. I love it. I love what I do. And you know, I think it's the best thing to watch. You know, but that's me. There's a lifestyle that you're grabbing, for one. You know, you're grabbing this group, and you're going, okay, this is what these guys are into, mostly individual and you know, our own expression type of activities. It's hard to even call it sport. You know, like when we're skating every day, this is what I live. This is my lifestyle. It's something I skate, and I try these tricks, and I'm trying to create things, and, you know, and when you go to the X Games, you're putting all those things in front, you know, and your own signature and your own emotion and feeling onto something, you know, and then the judges are judging upon very subjective, things that are going on. So in a way, it's kind of putting in a box our lifestyle for people to watch. And I think the exciting part is the fact that it is so creative. And, you know, it's gotten so massive, you know, the ramps are huge and the tricks are amazing. A lot of what the moto guys are doing, a lot of the skateboarders, you know, you look at it and you're like, all this consistency and very high technical tricks happening, you know, one after the other consistently, you know, and you're going like, wow, how does that happen? So it's, in a way, it's just trying to show and, you know, all these individuals, however many 400 and some odd athletes are in it. And then everyone's unique because they're all, it's an individual approach to each thing that we do. So you get to see this mix and wildness, and it's almost like, you know, it's chaotic as well, because you get slams and you get landings and you get amazing things go down and high emotion because of the risk and the, you know, and all the work involved. I mean, it's like you put it all on the line in a sense for that time, and viewers get to watch that. So, you know, I'm sure that they're excited about watching someone land something, but I'm not going to deny the fact that they're just as excited to watch someone slam, you know. And in a way, it's like, well, it's part of the excitement is that the unknown factor, you know, in the set.
Bob, before we let you go, because I want to keep you on schedule real quick, what kind of cool new thing can we expect to see coming off the board of Bob Bernquist?
Well, I mean, you know, the main thing is, like, you know, staying healthy throughout the event. It's always some seems to be something going on when X Games around. You know, I've been doing I've been to every single one of them, believe it or not, you know, and here we are, however many later, 20-something, and, you know, I'm feeling like first trick is, like, be healthy, be there. You know, after that, you know, there's definitely some new tricks on the Mega Ramp, and there's things going on the Vert. I'll be competing on the Vert and the Mega Ramp, so which is a big air, so they'll have the big air doubles. And so I'm just trying to work on things. I see what people are doing, and I'm just going to try to put what I do. There's definitely spins. Right now is the, you know, the competition is, like, people are spinning 720s and spinning 900s. I'm trying to get out there and do my spins, but trying to land in awkward ways and trying to be unique and trying to be different. That's, you know, because it's such a strong field out there. So I'm going to try to put out the spins in different ways, you know, trying to do something that I'm not seeing people do.
Well, that's it. You said it all. You said it well. Intel Curie, Summer X Games on ESPN in Austin, June 2nd through the 5th. Thanks so much. Be safe. Be careful. Do some magic. It was really a pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Bob Bernquist joining us here on The Attack. Well, it was a great 2 hours. Can't thank you enough for hanging in with me. Remember, jump on Twitter. I'll put up that Twitter poll. But we're going to tie a bow around this edition. On the other side, the next thing, we're going to take a break, and then you'll have the top of the hour news. Keep it here for all the great programming on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.